You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 89. And it's Labor Day here in the United States, and hordes of employees have enjoyed a long weekend, probably some barbecues, fitting in those last few moments of summer. And tonight, they're going to begin thinking about dragging back into work tomorrow. You may be listening to this on a different day, but more than likely, you know what I mean because you've had a job, have a job, and have felt that way at some point in your life. And, you know, take any holiday, and so many of us live for the long weekend or vacation or extra time off. And then when we get to the end of it, we dread going back the next day. So on today's show, we're going to talk about what it takes to break free and become an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a mommypreneur, a network marketingpreneur, and so on. And it's not as challenging as you might think. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome to the show. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and I'm thrilled to spend a little bit of time with you today talking about how to really become an entrepreneur, whatever it is you're doing, whether it's network marketing, direct sales, party plan, maybe you're launching your own coaching service, whatever it is, you have the ability to become an entrepreneur. And one of the things that we're going to discuss today is how the layperson thinks about money. Now, this is a great thing from a new study about Think and Grow Rich. If you were given $1,000 to spend on a sectional type sofa, what would you buy? Did you know that the United States standard says that 90% of the country would spend about $1,500 on the sectional? So they would go $500 or so over and beyond what they were given. 9% would spend just $1,000 and break even and then just have the sofa. But you know what the wealthiest people would do? They would figure out some way to fund their purchase through a business. So for instance, someone invests in some sort of vending machine, buy a product, mark it up dramatically, save the earnings, and then go buy the sofa. And when they do that, now they own the sofa and they still have an income producing asset. This speaks a lot to mindset, ambition, delayed gratification, and so on. So I want to ask you, where do you fall in this grid? What would you do if you were given $1,000 to buy a new sectional sofa? How would you invest that money? See, here's the thing. As an entrepreneur, you have to think outside the box and be willing to bend the rules. No one necessarily said you have to spend that $1,000 on the sofa right off the bat. Now, on today's show, we're going to cover a lot of solid concepts on becoming an entrepreneur. But if you want even more coaching on mindset, the success principles of entrepreneurship as a network marketing professional, and even how to attract leads with social media, I invite you to the inside of my Inner Circle coaching program, jackieulmer.com/coach. Surround yourself with the training and a community that can full out support you in what you want to achieve. Now remember, the show notes are over at jackieulmer.com/089. So with that, let's get into how to become an entrepreneur through network marketing. Well, first, let's ask some questions of ourselves. Do you find yourself to be a bit of a misfit? And what I mean by that is, do you feel stuck in a cubicle? Do you find yourself daydreaming about hanging your own shingle? And if you do, then this journey of entrepreneurship might just be for you. You know, more and more people these days find that they don't fit into the corporate world. I know so often for moms, it really isn't a fit. It's very difficult because We know that having children, even as a dad, I certainly don't want to discount the dads here and make it sound like it's all a mom scenario, but I am a mom, so it's always easiest to speak to my own tribe. So forgive me, just insert dad here for those of you who are listening who fit that bill. But you know, the corporate world doesn't fit into parenting. It really doesn't, because life goes on outside of the I shouldn't even say 9 to 5. That's such an oxymoron these days. It's so untrue. We've moved so far beyond that. It's more like 7 to 5 or 8 to 6 or something like that with the times that are demanded from us by corporate America. And that doesn't even include time when we come home and hop on the laptop and prepare things for the next day and do conference calls on the weekends and a lot of varying things depending on what your job is. But I know for a parent, that cubicle life really doesn't fit, because kids go on and life happens and family happens outside of the cubicle. And the cubicle life certainly isn't a fit for those creative types. Many people don't like getting up early. They don't like having set lunch times. They don't like someone dictating what their days off will be, their vacation times will be, and all of that. You know I have a daughter who's a night owl, and getting to bed before midnight is really a challenge for her. And while she's, you know, on her last phase of being a teenager, she's fitting into the college world and soon into, you know, the job world and all that. And, you know, I've actually hired her as my social media coach, and she's finding that is something that really does fit, because it allows her a lot of flexibility. It allows her the ability to call her own shots, determine when she's going to work, and still get the job done and fit it in. So if you find that you're a bit of a misfit, then here's what I want to tell you. Stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for permission for someone to break out of that mold and do something different. You're an adult and you don't need anyone's permission. Now, network marketing is really perfect on so many different levels in terms of what we do. And you know, Robert Kiyosaki, author of the Rich Dad Poor Dad series, I mean, he, and also, you know, the Business School for People Who Like to Help People, which is about network marketing, he really embraces network marketing as such a great learning model for someone who wants to break out of that corporate mold and get into their own business. Now, here's the thing to open your mind to. Opportunity is everywhere. You just have to look for it, grab hold of it, and run with it. And more than anything, you need to be willing to let go of fear. We make up so many fears regarding our own business and what people will think and who will say yes and who will say no and whether or not we can be successful. The reality of it is, you're not going to know until you just do it. So you need to just get prepared for your journey, whatever that's going to be. Find out what it takes to be successful in network marketing. Study those who've already been successful. You won't be absolutely sure of the outcome before you start. No one is, but the successful people, they just do it and they don't look back. Just be prepared going in. Know what you need to know. Be willing to invest time in on-the-job learning. And then understand that it does take time. It takes an investment of time. It takes an investment of money and energy. And more than anything, it takes an investment in action. It takes getting outside of your comfort zone. You've probably heard it said, all great things happen outside of your comfort zone. And letting go of that attachment to what others think, even though really and truly they aren't thinking about you and your decisions nearly as much as you want to think that they are. Think about yourself. How much time do you really spend thinking about the decisions of your friends and other people in your circle? Very little. And even if you have an opinion, it's usually one of those things where you may roll your eyes or you may be indifferent to it or whatever, and then you just move on about your business. So let go of any attachment to what others think. You won't be absolutely sure of the outcome until you take action. And as I mentioned, network marketing offers you some great advantages to learn true entrepreneurship. Let's think about it. There's really no risk whatsoever in network marketing. It's such a low investment. And for most of us, the investment that we make in network marketing, we get products and services back for that. And if we'll just take advantage and use those and promote those out there, you will grow a business. Where else can you start a business for a few $100 to $1,000 that has the ability to provide a multi-million dollar income for you? Even let's take it down even from multi-million. That's over time. But even in your first year, you can certainly do more than get your investment back. And if you work it consistently on a part-time level, doing what it takes to be successful, you can very often replace your income and move into the ranks of the unemployable, if you will, or take that income and invest it into other income producing assets for your life, for your business. So it's such a low risk, low investment proposition. Why not get involved? And network marketing is not a pyramid scheme. Yes, there are certainly some scams out there, and there are some that operate under the guise of network marketing. But have you ever been to a really bad restaurant where you might think, that's a bit of a scam too? It's really hard to offer that up as true food with nutritional value or whatever. So yes, there are scams out there, but be wise. A pyramid, a scam, has nothing to do with network marketing in general. Now, here's something really important to keep in mind. Network marketing is not about get rich quick. So I am sorry. Let me just apologize for all my brothers and sisters out there who may be making it sound a little easier than it is. It's simple, absolutely, but not necessarily easy. So that makes it not get rich quick. If it were get rich quick, think about it. Everybody would be doing it. What it is, though, it's a proven business model to plug into. I mentioned Robert Kiyosaki. I'll have some book references in the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/089 if you want to check out some of his books. His books are great books to use as a credibility piece, too. When you're presenting your opportunity or inviting people to take a look, you can kind of name drop with him and say, you know, I'd love to loan you a book about what Robert Kiyosaki, you know, one of the greatest billionaires in our circle, in business in general, in entrepreneurship in general. I'd love to share with you some details about what he has to say about network marketing. So it is a proven business model to plug into. And today you have such great alternatives to bugging family and friends. You know, that's one of the fears that so often people have. Here's my mantra on that. Notify people what you're doing. Don't bug them. Today, we have so many great ways and so many great resources to do that. And social media really changed the game with all of that, with your profile. I'm not talking about blatant advertising out on social media. I'm talking about creating a profile, creating status updates of interest, and all that type thing to target those people who you're already friends with who might be interested in what you're doing. And again, in my Inner Circle coaching program, we go way into Facebook and how to really use it as a way to generate leads from your warm market and from those people who aren't yet your warm market. You can find more over at jackieelmer.com/coach. And I have my Facebook ebook also, jackieelmer.com/FB4Biz, B-I-Z, FB4Biz. That'll take you right into my Facebook ebook as well. Now, one important thing to remember about entrepreneurship and succeeding is that discipline is the key to your success. Discipline is what drives willpower. So let's work on some concepts that are going to build your discipline muscle. First thing you've got to do most often is change your own mental programming. Listen to your self-talk. I encourage you to get a notebook and pay attention. I started doing this by putting just kind of a fancy rubber band, like a ponytail rubber band that was my daughter's. I put that around my wrist. And every time that I would look at that as I was typing or doing things throughout the day, I would all of a sudden check in. When I would see that, I would check in. What's my self-talk? What limiting beliefs might I be running through my mind right now? So listen to your self-talk and get into a habit of writing it down. And then change out those things, reframe those things that are not serving you. And then talk yourself into discipline. No matter what it is, I don't care if you're embarking on a new diet and weight loss program, exercise, not eating the donuts that come into work each day, or whether it's contacting two people a day about your business, talk yourself into the discipline that's needed to build a successful entrepreneurial endeavor in network marketing or whatever it is. And part of that is being willing to be bad so that you can get good, and being willing to get good so that you can become great. Success is nothing but business skill development and taking action. And that action is the right action. So I want to encourage you to set up a 60-day plan and then just do it. Don't spend time second-guessing it. Seriously, just take action and do it. You know, it's kind of funny. A few weeks back, I decided to go pure paleo and give up all grains, all sugar, all alcohol. All grains? I did that a few weeks back. And you know what I did? I just went cold turkey. I decided on a Saturday afternoon that I was going to start on Sunday. And I decided that because I had already blown it for Saturday. But all of a sudden, I just thought, you know what? Tomorrow's the day I'm going to go cold turkey. I'm going to go pure paleo, and this is what I'm going to do. And I wasn't even prepared, but I got up the next morning, and I got going. I went to a yoga class to start my day, and then I went to the store with a very specific checklist or grocery list of what I needed to get, and I got prepared. I wrote down my meal plan for that day and one for the next day, and I just started in it. I started the streak and I kept it going. And you know what? I'm still going strong. I haven't blown it yet. Will I a few times? Yes, my goal is a 30-day plan to do this and just then see how I feel, see if I have greater clarity, if I perform at more peak performance physically, mentally, just to see what happens. I figure if I can't embark on something for 30 days and stick with it, I got some real big other challenges besides that. So that's what I'm doing. I feel great. I've lost a few pounds. That wasn't really my goal. But more than anything, I see great changes and I'm committed now. And one of them is just last night, I slept through 7 hours straight. Now, for some of you, you may be thinking, wow, only 7 hours? Big deal. What's up with that? I'm telling you, I'm a person who in the past has had some sleep issues. So the fact that I slept through for 7 hours is absolutely mind-blowing to me and I feel great. So a big part of that willpower and that discipline is just getting rid of the bad habits. And for me, with paleo, like a lot of the simple carbs that I would eat was just nothing more than a bad habit. You know, you can develop a lot of really bad habits when you work from home full time and the refrigerator and the cabinets are right there. So you want to get rid of your bad habits that are holding you back from the success that you want. Just do it. Give up TV. Give up the news. Give up social surfing online if it's not serving you, and whatever else you see as your bad habits. These don't serve you in reaching your goals and becoming the entrepreneur that you want to be. Remember this, you're either in or you're out. Really and truly, you can't be both. You know, you can work this business full-time, you can work it part-time, but you can't work it spare time. And part-time is fine as long as you're fully in, fully committed, and taking that action. Now, it's important to remember to celebrate your successes, but then get back to work. You have work to do. If you hit a goal, if you make a promotion, whatever it is, spend a day celebrating. Have a great time. Go all out. Take a weekend trip. Whatever it is, reward yourself. But then as soon as that's over, you are back in action. Don't spend too much time reveling in the fact that you've made it. There's no such thing as making it in this business. The joy truly is in the journey. The growth is in the journey. So you'll have moments of making it, and that's fantastic, but you never truly get all the way there. You have work to do, so get out there and do it. And then obviously, don't be guilty of the missing ingredients that it takes. And the number one missing ingredient is action. Remember this, skills can be learned, and resources are everywhere. Discipline, however, is a choice. Don't be lazy. You have permission to take this thing and go full out with it. And you know what? Really and truly, especially in network marketing, you know what the action steps are that are needed to make your entrepreneurial pursuit of network marketing a success. And if you don't know, I want you to go all the way back to show number 4, which is launching your network marketing business. That's at jackiealmer.com/004. Most of all, just decide that you're going to do it. So let's talk about some action steps then that you can take to put you into success and self-discipline mode to become that entrepreneur in network marketing that you strive to. First of all, let's go back to that opening thing. Decide how you would spend that $1,000 for the sectional sofa. Pretend that someone gives you $1,000 for a sectional sofa. As an entrepreneur and with the entrepreneurial spirit, how can you take that $1,000 and create an income-producing asset with it as well as creating an additional $1,000 that you need to purchase the sectional sofa? Second, take a look at your mental programming and see what might need some changes. If I said that, deciding what you would do with the $1,000 and how you would put that into your business to create another income-producing asset if that immediately made you feel some resistance or uncomfortable, I want you to take a look at that. Embrace that. Don't be fearful of that. Take a look at that, because all that is something to do with your negative mental programming. And from there, you want to see what it is that needs some changes. Number three, is fear standing in your way? Is fear standing in your way? I want you to get that notebook out and write down a little more about what those fears are. What are you specifically fearful of? And how much of that is the acronym false evidence appearing real? How much of that is just fear that's made up in your mind and isn't going to truly come to pass? Then decide, what is it you're going to do about that fear? Number four, talk yourself into discipline. It's just a decision. And to coin the infamous, well-worn phrase of Nike, just do it. It's all about discipline. It's just a decision. Number five, get rid of bad habits. That's it. Just get rid of them. Just get rid of bad habits. Again, in that notebook, write out all your bad habits. Spending too much time on the news. Spending too much time in negative thinking. Spending too much time worrying about what other people think about you and your decisions when they're really not thinking about you at all. Spending too much time out on social media when it's not helping you, not moving you forward. When you're caught up in the drama, when you're caught up in politics, when you're caught up in all the things that can go on social media. Get rid of those bad habits. And then number six, affirm your decision to be an entrepreneur each day. Write out those powerful I am statements. I am attracting entrepreneurs. I am attracting great leaders into my business. I am a positive force, and people line up to want to do business with me. Whatever those positive affirmations are for you, write them out and repeat them to yourself every single day. Record them in an MP3 so you can listen to them last thing before you doze off to sleep at night, and first thing before you get up in the morning. So just absolutely affirm it and watch what happens. As always, if this show has helped you, I always appreciate all the love that I can get over on iTunes. It helps me spread the word about the show. And so today, for an iTunes shout out, I want to recognize Rebecca Livermore. Rebecca, thanks so much for your kind words. Rebecca writes, refreshing and encouraging. Great podcast with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and helpful tips. If you'd like a shout out and to leave your review, go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher and leave your review. And I'm going to enter you into a drawing for a free month of coaching in my Inner Circle coaching program. Again, the show notes, jackiealmer.com/089. And if the show's helped you, tweet me at Jackie Elmer. Let me know where you are when you're listening, what show you're listening to, and give me a little tidbit that helped you. If you have a question, add the hashtag #JackieElmer. And you can also ask questions over at jackieelmer.com/question. Until next time, I want you to remember this. Hesitation never cashed a check. And I want you to get out there and go become the entrepreneur that you want to be. You've got the power. You've got it inside you. Now go do it. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.